The dispute between the city and owners of possibly the oldest building in town goes back decades. In 2000, the two sides settled out of court, and the owners agreed to put the building on a permanent foundation. When that hadn't happened by 2008, the city filed another lawsuit calling the building a public nuisance and seeking a court order to demolish the structure if necessary. Owners Fred Treum and Karen Ellingstad had the building moved onto a permanent foundation this past May. That led to motions from both sides to dismiss the case. In oral arguments last month before Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens, the city's attorney, Kristen Miller, asked the judge to dismiss the case without prejudice, meaning the city could still bring back the issue to court in the future. She emphasized that the city still believed it could prove its claim and did not make a mistake pursuing the case.
Rather, the city sought dismissal because it has always maintained to the defendants that as soon as they fulfilled the terms of the contracts they entered into in 2000 and 2007, it would cease pursuit of this litigation. True to its word, as soon as defendants took substantial measures to do so this spring, the city attempted to dismiss this case by mutual agreement, with each party to bear its own costs and fees. Defendants refused.
Miller argued that the building was a public nuisance for more than a decade as it sat on a temporary foundation, and the city was entitled to recover the cost of attorney's fees for the lawsuit. She argued against the defendant's claim that they should recover attorney's fees from the city and said a ruling for the defendant would set a terrible precedent.
In this case, the city respectfully submits that when balancing the interests of the parties, the court will find that it was the defendants, not the city, who stood in the best position to prevent this lawsuit from being filed. And the defendants, not the city, who caused both parties to expend needless time and money preparing this case for trial. To award attorney fees and costs to the defendants in this case would send the message to cities all across Alaska that a city should never take proactive measures to ensure the contracts are fulfilled and nuisances are abated. For no matter how long it takes a resident to comply, the resident will be rewarded at the city's expense.
The home dates back to 1902, and before its foundation problems served as a law office for its owners. Over a decade ago, it fell off its foundation and onto the Fram Street curb, prompting the city to declare it a dangerous structure. The city has taken Treum and Ellingstad to court several times, seeking to demolish the building, move it to another site, or put it on a new foundation. For his part, Treum said he spent more than $20,000 in 1999 and 2000 to move the building onto a temporary foundation, and that he always intended to shift it to a permanent structure. Treum argued that the city's lawsuit did not force him to repair the building and that the city should not be entitled to an award of attorney's fees.
And the city's contention is that it filed a lawsuit in August of 2008, and we repaired this building. We returned it to a permanent foundation, something that we've always intended to do. And the city now claims that its lawsuit is what caused us to do that. And the city has acknowledged, however, that the delay in our repairing the building, if it must be called a delay, was simply due to finances. It's an enormously expensive process. It took us a long time to pay for it. But that does not mean that the city can somehow claim that its lawsuit made us do it, because we would have done it anyway.
Treum argued that the building was on private property on a temporary steel beam foundation while it waited for its permanent home, and was moved off the curb and out of the street right-of-way in 2000. He said a lack of money was the reason it took so long to put the building on a permanent foundation.
If we look at the city's own public works projects, see, the city took 25 years to build a middle boat harbor. When I moved here in 1978, they were talking about a new public safety building, a new police station, and it's now a rock pad across from the post office 32 years later. And the city takes its own sweet time about building these things. And why? Because it does not have the money. And that's the same reason why it's taken us a long time to restore this historic building.
Treum disagreed with the city's contention that there were contracts between the two sides to have the work completed. He worried the city would file another lawsuit after this one was dismissed and said the judge should rule against the matter coming back to court. The city's attorney, Miller, disagreed with Treum's characterization of the lawsuit and responsibility for the cost of legal action.
This case was litigated until the relief that has been sought, even through the many years prior to this litigation being filed, was finally delivered. So it's not a case of abandonment. It's not a case where a defendant was unnecessarily harassed. It's a case where a city finally acted to protect its residents' rights and to enforce contracts and to abate a nuisance, and as a result of that lawsuit, the situation was rectified.
Judge Stevens said he hoped to come out with a decision on the dismissal motion sometime this month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.